the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Talk some high school football today here on Drive Time Sports. We've done that a little bit throughout the month of June. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, we did a live broadcast of the 3A All-Star High School football game, 3A, 1A, 2A All-Star football game, and that was a lot of fun. It was led by Coach Josh Huntsman and the Carbon Dinos, so we did talk a lot of Carbon football at the beginning of the month. Now we're going to talk Emory High School football. The Spartans recently traveled to Manti for a 7-on-7 camp, and now in the middle of July, they'll head out to another one. They'll use some pads and get set for the football season, which is really not that far away. And of course, you'll be able to follow the Spartans all season long right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Again, joining us right now over the phone, we have Coach John Fumalo. Coach, I always look forward to the conversations. Thank you again for the time today.
Hey, not a problem. Appreciate having me on, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. It is summertime for you guys, which means a lot of camps. You're trying to get the kids acclimated back to the football sport. I know it's been a really long time. I mean, we're talking last fall. These kids probably haven't played much football, I would assume, over the past 6 or 7 months. So how has the summer gone up to this point?
You know, it's actually been pretty good. We started a little bit different weights program, kind of integrating it with our weights that they do during school, with Ferd already kind of running that. And so, I mean, we've been doing that for about a month right now, since the end of our 1st of June. So, you know, getting the kids involved and getting into the weight program, running night practices, and trying to get the kids used to get back, like you say, into the football mode of understanding terminology and things like that. So we're well into it a month, and, you know, it's going by faster than I wanted to, but there's a lot of stuff we still got to do, but, you know, we're in the full swing of things.
Coach, as far as getting the kids back into it, I guess the biggest question is always, what do you have numbers-wise? What are you going to have depth-wise? I mean, on that front, how do the Spartans look this year?
You know what? We have a lot of young kids coming in. We've kept a lot of young kids from the freshman to sophomore transition, a lot of freshmen coming in the program, so we're real young. So far as junior, seniors, we're a little light on that end. I probably have about 8 seniors coming in. Juniors, I'm probably about 10 to 12, so it looks a lot like last year where, you know, we've got a lot of young kids, but, you know, the upperclassmen, we're a little thin, but, you know, have some depth issues this year so far as experience and things that way. But, you know, it's always been, we've been really solid at our number ones, but trying to find depth at twos and threes has always been tough. And so, you know, we're probably in the same situation we were last year, but, you know, still excited with the kids we have and the talent that we have. You know, we have a lot of big play kids coming back from last year, and so I'm excited about that.
We'll talk about some of the camps, Coach, before we talk about some individuals. You guys recently went to a 7-on-7 camp in Manti. I know Carbon was also with this camp. What did you take away from it? I mean, how did the kids perform, and what were some of your takeaways?
You know, the biggest thing is, you know, the kids we took, you know, I'm missing some of my older kids. So we're really young, so I wasn't expecting a whole lot, but you know, the biggest takeaway I had is, you know, the kids I had, we competed, and they actually competed well. I think in poll play, we ended up 2-3. We should have went 3-2, lost one at the last second. But other than that, when we got in the tournament play, we ended up in the semifinals, which, you know, going into it, I didn't have high expectations. But, you know, that's what I was excited about, is the kids' competitiveness and getting after it. And, you know, I had a lot of young kids, and so I felt good about where we're at. Defensively, we got to get a lot better, but offensively, you know, we did well. So I was pleased with that.
Obviously, when you go to a 7-on-7 camp, you have your linemen doing separate things, right? The lineman challenge. And I know that especially for a smaller school that doesn't have a lot of depth, there's always a big emphasis on the line. How did they perform, or were you able to take your line with you?
We did. We actually took probably a JV lineman crew. All my seniors had other things going on, and so, you know, I had probably a JV crew that went down there. Those kids competed hard. I wanted to take them for the fact that just get them exposed to, hey, you know, this is the level of football that we need to get to. So I wanted them to experience that. So with a young group, you know, they competed hard. You know, they didn't get in the tops of anything, but I think they got some experience and saw, okay, hey, this is where we need to get. So I think it was a good experience for that line, the big men that we did take.
Have you guys changed anything, Coach? I mean, you talk about the terminology, and I know a lot of these 7-on-7 camps are geared towards that, a lot of things that you do in the offseason. Offensively, philosophies, defense, I guess, in the same realm. Have you guys changed anything from the last couple of seasons, or is it kind of run-of-the-mill?
You know, with the changes to the spread that we went last year, I mean, a lot of it's the same. Terminology is the same. Defensively, you know, we haven't had a whole lot of time to put a whole lot of things in, but you know, we'll be basically the same. That 4-2-5, we'll change fronts a little bit, but you know, I think that that'll help this year as far as consistency of, you know, the terminology of things that we're trying to do. That was all new last year. You know, I think another year onto it this year will help these kids grasp kind of what we're doing and where we're going. And so I'm excited about that.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach John Fumalo with the Emory Sport and Football Team. Coach, we'll talk about the coaching staff. Any changes there for you guys?
You know, we did lose Coach Wilson. The rest of the crew's coming back. You know, I've talked to a few guys in the community and trying to get some other coaches involved. So that one's still up in the air. But so far as the consistency of the coaching staff, it's basically the same minus, you know, Coach Wilson. But, you know, I think there's a couple other guys out there in the community that I think will be helpful, that if I can talk them into it, that, you know, that helps shore up our coaching staff.
How much easier is that from your perspective to have the same guys year in and year out? It's always something that I'm so impressed with Emory. It doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. I mean, the coaching names and the faces stay pretty much the same, and that's just rare in small-town sports.
Yeah, you know, we've been lucky to have some good individuals be able to step in and, you know, have some consistency, you know, for the kids. You know, I think that's the most important thing, is that they, you know, there's not a new face and we're not changing things every year. And so, you know, we've been fortunate that way to have some good individuals, you know, help step up and fill spots, and, you know, been pretty much, like say, run of the mill and the same guys. And so I think it's been good for our program that way.
Coach, if we talk about some of the kids that you guys have on the team coming back next year, you talked about some of those big play kids, and I know summer's a little bit tricky. Sometimes you're not able to take your full team with you to camp, but who are some of those big play kids that you've liked what you've seen this summer?
You know, Tyson Stilson, I thought he had a great year last year. You know, with the exception of the last game, I mean, he had two or three picks, and then, you know, the last game was a kind of a fluke of the things that, you know, happen throughout the year. But, you know, he's a kid that we're looking for big things. Ranch Jensen's another kid that I thought a great year offensively for us. James Bowman, he was a sophomore last year, and you saw his big playability. You know, I thought he had a great 7-on-7, you know, kid that we're looking for a lot of big things. You know, on the defensive side, I've got Jesse Barnett. And on the offensive side, he's another senior that, you know, I think he's going to be solid for us this year. And then, again, I'm looking for a lot of other kids to step up. There's a lot of positions that we need to fill with juniors and, you know, even sophomores that are going to have to step in and play some varsity ball. And so, you know, we're thin, but, you know, those big play kids, you know, I think they're going to have some good years if we can get some other kids to step up.
You kind of can get a feel of what some of the other teams may have here in the summer. You can base, you know, somewhat off of that, I guess, when we go early on in the year. Last year, Coach, 3A through and through, I thought was so competitive. The most competitive, we can say the entire classification front to back, probably the most competitive I've seen it in the 8 years that I've been here. Do you believe that it's going to be much of the same from what you've seen from these other teams in the short period of time this summer?
I think so. I mean, at the 7-on-7 camp, we saw Grantsville, we saw Mans High, Carbon was there as well, and, you know, and North Stampede. So a lot of the teams that we saw, you know, at the 7-on-7 camp, you know, I think I can see, you know, some of the teams are a little bit younger. Mans High is a little bit younger this year, but, you know, they're always competitive. I mean, I think it's going to be a lot the same as last year. You know, there's going to be some different tiers, but I think for the most part, the majority of the group's right in that middle of the pack, and, you know, there's some opportunities for some teams to make some noise, and so, you know, I think there's some opportunity for us to do the same, so should be a lot the same, I would think.
You did mention the last game of last year where some fluke things really happened in a game in which you guys outplayed Richfield. That just didn't show on the scoreboard at the end of the day. You guys get Richfield to start off the new season. Have the kids talked about that at all?
You know, yeah, for the fact that, you know, you watch film on that, and I've watched it multiple times, and, you know, it was a winnable game, a game that we could have won as a playoff game. And so I think the kids are looking forward to, you know, hitting Richfield again and hopefully coming out on top. You know, the two games that we did play in last year, I thought they were both winnable games, and, you know, little mistakes that we made, both coaching and player-wise and execution-wise, I think those things are fixable. And so, you know, I think, you know, it should be another good game. Look forward to competing against that group again.
We have plenty of time to talk about the schedule, but it is nine straight weeks for you guys. Do you like that? Do you like the new format in three? I guess we can't call it new because we had it last year, Coach, but you play nine straight weeks?
You know, it's tough, especially when you're thin. An injury here or there can really affect your season, especially at our level. And so, you know, having a week break would certainly help. But, you know, and I think we got five road games of the nine, and so that makes it a little bit even tougher. But, you know, I think it's just how it is. You know, kids got to step up, and, you know, we got to be able to fill spots when kids have injuries and, you know, other things that go on. And so, you know, I just look forward to the season. I mean, I can't believe it's quickly approaching, and, you know, looking forward to it, but at the same time, want to get a lot of more things established and in place before we get started.
Yeah, you mentioned the five road games this year. I believe there's a stretch on that schedule where you got Judge, Carbon, Morgan, and Grant. Judge, Carbon, and Morgan, back-to-back-to-back road games. That's a tough stretch for anyone.
Yeah, that is. That is a tough stretch. And so, not looking forward to that. But, you know, we were fortunate to have three home games last year. So, I mean, that's just the way the schedule fell this year. And so, you know, we knew it was coming after what happened with three home games last year. So, you know, we'll just have to grind through it and try to pull some wins here and there where we can.
Coach, it's always fun to talk some Emory football. Thank you so much for the time. I'm really looking forward to the season, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you.
Again, Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartan football team giving us a recap of what's taken place already this summer and what lies ahead for the squad. August 17th, that's the opening night. It'll be against Richfield right here on KOAL. Emory looking to get some revenge as Richfield ended their season last year. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to move over to the national sports scene.